USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
California Congressman Republican Devin Nunes suing Twitter for alleged anti-conservative bias. The congressman filing a 40-page lawsuit against Twitter in Virginia State Court, Twitter not commenting on the case. To the Midwest now, where there's a deadly flood emergency. At least 3 people killed in Nebraska and in Iowa. One man, 50 years old, trying to rescue people stranded in their cars, killed. An 80-year-old woman killed as floodwater fills her house. More than 4,000 people evacuated from their homes in Nebraska, Iowa, and Wisconsin. Hundreds of houses and businesses damaged from all the water. People told to just grab what you can and get out. Nebraska Senator Republican Ben Sasse, a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News.
It's really quite stunning. We have 93 counties. 53 of them have issued emergency declarations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root on behalf of my great buddy, Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy had former Marine and fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron is so tenacious, he beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Ron beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Corey as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Corey, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, RonCoreyAuthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
In Dallas, Texas, former President George W. Bush welcoming immigrants to America at a naturalization ceremony at the Bush Institute. 50 people from 22 countries sworn in. USA Radio's Tim Berg with details.
51 immigrants became U.S. citizens during a naturalization ceremony at the George W. Bush Institute in Dallas, Texas. Former President Bush has a reminder regarding immigration.
Amid all the complications of policy, may we never forget that immigration is a blessing and a strength.
Bush also tells the Dallas audience that the debate on immigration can get pretty sharp, and he also encouraged everyone to vote as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 65 points to close at 25,914, the NASDAQ up almost 26 points, and the S&P 500 up 10 points. This is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
USA News for your health now. Here's John Clemens.
There are drugs, some even over-the-counter, that can be used for pain management after an injury or surgery. These drugs can eliminate concerns over opioid misuse or addiction. Dr. Mary Dell Peterson is president-elect of the American Society of Anesthesiologists.
90% of addictions start in adolescence. This is a really critical time period in the development of the brain, and they're very vulnerable to addiction.
For the USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
A well-known scientist returning to host a pair of TV shows, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Neil deGrasse Tyson is going to be returning to TV soon after National Geographic and Fox concluded an investigation into allegations of inappropriate conduct made against him by 2 women. Cosmos, Possible Worlds, and Star Talk have been in limbo for months. Nat Geo launched the investigation after the website Patheos reported the 2 women had accused Tyson of inappropriate behavior. But now in a statement, National Geographic says, the investigation's complete, and we are moving forward with both Star Talk and Cosmos. Nat Geo and Fox declining to make any of the findings of their investigation public. It's unclear if Tyson will remain with the programs, either one of them, beyond their scheduled airings. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.